This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. It is Thursday by the time this is airing, and I am traveling up north to perform the wedding ceremony for my beautiful daughter that is getting married this weekend. And I'll be out of town here. And next week, you'll probably hear this repeat unless if I come up with something else. So, and I won't be pastoring this week, but the associate pastor, Darren Solana, is. And I invite you to come out to Island this weekend, support him. It's a nice small Baptist church. Kind of a country feel to the music as well. I invite you to come out to Ireland. We had 4 or 5 new visitors this week, and the Lord's moving there. And I invite you to come by and worship this week. See what the Lord puts on his heart. You know it's on my heart. It's the book of Revelation, verse by verse. Here in this message, you know what's on the Lord's heart. And that is he detests the lukewarm church. So much so, he says, you make me want to vomit, is what he said. Harsh words from the Son of God. If you'd like this whole message, you can go to my website or Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll see the link on there from Sunday. Right-click that and download it. Write to me. I'll email you the link. I will mail you the CD if you'd like this whole message in its entirety. Let's go to part 4 now of this message. The lukewarm church. First question, what is half-heartedness? Before that, let's read the verse again. Chapter 3, verse 15. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm, or that is because you're the same temperature as your surroundings, or because you're just like everyone else out here in the world that you come in contact with, because they've infected you and you're just like them, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So let's ask the question, what is half-heartedness? Answer, just like the word suggests, using half of your heart. It's going through the motions with no passion or zeal at all. Like when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we would say grace at supper time. And it went something like this. Whichever brother lost that day had to say grace. God is great, God is good, and we thank him for our food, amen. And that was it. Or I can remember my mother's grace from 50 years ago. Lord, bless this food to our use and us to thy service. I don't remember what I had for dinner last night. But man, I remember that lukewarm prayer. I remember that lukewarm prayer every night at dinner time. Why pray over your food if you're going to do it that way? Have a little zeal in what you do. Now, don't get me wrong. We all go through these things and pray like that or say grace like that. But when that describes you as a lifestyle, then you got to make some changes. Right? You're not condemned. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. He wants you to make it right. We're going to get to the solution. We'll get to there in just a couple minutes. A
allow me to prod a little bit. Have you ever said your prayers half-hearted? Have you ever said grace half-hearted? Have you or are you indifferent to the things of God? Boy, I bet you the Holy Spirit's speaking right now. Oh, to be able to hear in the spiritual realm what I would give for that. You see, I've been taken through the grinder Monday through Saturday. Don't feel bad. You're only here for an hour. Imagine me preparing for this for a week. I've got camel knees this week. In repentance for dropping the ball and being lukewarm and missing the mark. Not in everything, but in some things. It's when you say, this doesn't apply to me, is when you're in trouble. That's what this church did. They thought that they were fine because of how much money they had. And Jesus said, no. Do you find yourself going through the motions? God is great. God is good. We thank him for our food. Amen. The real culprit is revealed here in verse 17. It says, because you say, I am rich and I've become wealthy and I am in need of nothing. And then he says, but you do not know. You see, like Eve and Judas, the end times church is deceived. They think that they're okay when they're not. They're deceived. They think they're okay because they have money or because they have church growth. Or a big building. Now again, back, that's corporate. Remember, this letter was written to the pastor of this church. The pastor thought that they were okay because they had a big air-conditioned building, proverbially speaking, or they had a lot of people there, or a lot of kids in the youth program. So they assumed that they were okay. And Jesus said, in actuality, you make me want to vomit. Because you're just going through the motions at First Baptist of Laodicea. Back again to verse 17. Because you say that I am rich and have become wealthy and I have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Or naked. Depending on what part of the country you're from. This church is the church of today, whose attitude is, we're running fine, thank you very much. So that's the first question, what is half-heartedness? Second question, what makes a person lukewarm or half-heartedness? I can sum it up in one word, worldliness. Worldliness. Man, oh man, church, hear me, this world will infect you. It's diametrically opposed to the things of God and will infect you. What an abomination to God is worldliness. So much so, he considers you and those that are as an unfaithful spouse, like Hosea's wife, Gomer. Gomer. That God is calling his church out of this world. The lukewarm church goes through the motions. Perhaps sings the same old songs week in and week out, sleepwalks through communion, sleeps through the pastor's sermons. They think they're okay because they asked Jesus to come into the heart once back in 1942. And Jesus says, don't waste your time. He can even take it when you're cold. Okay, one more. What makes a person half-hearted? Riches. Riches has the potential to make people half-hearted and complacent. That's what happened to this church. So don't say it can't happen. Money has the tendency to sap your devotion to God and to turn you into a worldly Christian. What an oxymoron that is, right? Worldly Christian. Like Parkway You're driving a parkway. How's the other one go again? Driveway. You park in the driveway and you drive on the parkway. Is worldly Christian. Oswald Chambers said this the other day. I really like this quote. Listen to this. He said, examine where you have become sluggish, where you began losing interest spiritually, and you will find that it goes back to a point where you did not do something that you knew that you should have. Okay, let me read that again. This is for the solution to how did I get here? What's happened to me? I used to be on fire for God. What's happened to me? Examine where you became sluggish. Examine where you begin to lose interest spiritually. And you will find that it goes back to a point where you did not do something that you knew you should have done. I know the Lord's speaking in here today. Sometimes that opportunity is gone and you won't get it back. Sometimes you can still make it right. Like you read about Jonah. Remember, with all his disobedience, God picked up right where he left off with Jonah. And the Bible said the word of God came to Jonah the second time. Sometimes your opportunities are gone and you can't change that. But you make it right today, and God will bring more opportunity. You can repent of this spiritual condition and make it right. It's not too late. You want to bring Jesus joy to his heart? And that is, do what he says. Follow his advice in here. You won't be the kind of person that makes him want to vomit. You'll be the kind of person that'll bring him great joy. And that's what you want. You walk out of this church doors today making him proud. We haven't got to the solution yet. That's coming up in about 45 minutes. Onward. Verse 17, we see the self-deception. Starts with the word because. Because you say that I am rich and I've become wealthy and have need of nothing, but you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. All right, stop right there. Remember what the city is known for. Banking center, eye salve, and clothing. Banking center, eye salve, and clothing. Remember that as we read Jesus' instructions. He said to them, you are poor, so much for your banking center. He said to them, you are blind.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.